Welcome to the Green Birch Pawn Shop. Is there anything you're looking for?
Well, I should hope so.
She's all yours, Russ.
What?
You, young man. Come help me find some corncob-shaped salt and pepper shakers.
I don't think we...
Never accumulate, young man. Now, come help me look.
Don't you mean assume?
What?
You said accumulate. I think you mean assume.
So are you gonna help me look or what?
Look, you might be better off looking online.
Do I look like a techno fluff?
I'm not sure that's a real word, ma'am.
Are you calling me stilted?
No. I would never say that.
That's right. You're supposed to treat your customers with requests.
What?
And the customers is always renting.
I have no idea how to respond.
Then help me find the corncob-shaped salt and pepper snakers.
Okay. Just don't hurt me.
Hurt you?
Birch, I quit. This is too much.
What?
This customer doesn't look like my mom, but...
Russ? Honey, it is me. Your mom.
Mom? Oh, boy.
I didn't mean to cause undue starch. But then you always were a little high-strung.
Is everything okay out there?
Sorry, Birch. A misunderstanding. A huge misunderstanding. What brings you to Sandwich, Mom?
A bus. I dropped me off two doors down just a few minutes ago. Your brother sends his records.
Are you in disguise?
Shh, quiet. I'm here as a private detective.
Private detective?
Now look what you've done.
Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of PawnQuests, the hunt for a missing Hollywood artichoke. The role of mystery is what keeps the Green Birch Pawn Shop interesting. If it weren't for the clues and adventures Birch Wilson and Ozzie Green uncover, they would have shut down the shop years ago, probably from boredom. These two pawnbrokers are the closest thing to private detectives the city has ever known. But to have someone come into town claiming to be a private detective, and having that someone be related to employee Russ Reynolds? Well, the day just got interesting.
So, let me get this straight. Russ has a mom, and she came into the shop.
Right. To clear up any confusion, let me just say, everybody has a mom.
And she was looking for corncob-shaped salt and pepper shakers.
Right.
You did sell them to her, right?
Right. No, wait. Are you saying we have corncob-shaped salt and pepper shakers?
Yeah, next that waffle maker Russ bought last week.
I love waffles!
It's true. He fuzz.
I thought you were going to the motel.
You mean the Dagwood Inn and Suites?
It is the only one in town.
Yes, well, their idea of Wi-Fi is common commuter in the owner's living room / repetition area. The TV still has rabbit ears, and it's in black and white. And I thought things were premeditated in Wisconsin.
Nice to see your warm, tender spirit in my shop again, Mrs. Ross.
Look, I'm no creamsicle. I'm tough as nails, and I raise my boys to be strong, incarcerated men. Isn't that right, Russ?
I certainly hope not, Mother.
See? Now that's respiration.
Or fear.
Well, enough with the parentalating advice. I've got a job to do.
Is there anything you can tell us about what you came to Sandwich for?
It sure wasn't the motel.
Yeah, we get that.
Well, if you must know, I'm here to look for evidence of a missing Hollywood artificial.
Hollywood artificial? Now that makes sense.
She meant a Hollywood artifact in Sandwich?
Yes.
You do realize there are less than 2,000 people who live here?
I did look at a map, and I know how to use the interwebbery.
So why do you think something from Hollywood is here?
Look, old man.
The name's Pat.
And yes, he is. Old.
All I know is I was given 1,000 Sacagaweans up front to come here.
$1,000? Well, no. So money's serious.
And there's 2,000 more when I bring it back.
If you can find it.
Whatever it is.
Wherever it's at.
Well, it looks like you don't need me.
Fishing?
Yep.
Wilma Reynolds knew what she was looking for, but wasn't really sure where to begin, especially since she'd never actually been a private investigator before.
Mrs. Reynolds.
Call me Miss Reynolds. My husband pondered away a few years back.
He passed away?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
If you're famished, could I continue my shoreline?
Sure. I think.
He was a truck dribbler.
So, was it an accident?
Yeah.
Just horrible.
I told him I thought a hot dog eating contest at his age was bad indigestion.
So it wasn't a truck accident?
No, he died eating hot dogs. Give me a break. It's like toasting and driving, Mr. Wilson. Never drive and eat a hot dog. It's never a good game of cribbage. Do you catch my drift? 'Cause I get the feeling you're having a hard time keeping up with me.
So, it was the hot dogs?
I never told you.
All I remember is your call that said,
"Your father died from expired meat."
I think you weren't listening, Russ. What I said was,
"Your father expired while eating meat."
Well, that does make a difference, doesn't it?
I'm not sure.
I can see how that would cause some consternation. Yeah, I know I'm concerned.
This old man, he understands me.
Oh, brother.
Hello, everyone. What sort of mystery are you working on now?
Oh, we're importing mystery these days, Officer Benson. Meet Miss Wilma Reynolds.
Wilma Reynolds?
She's my mom.
Look, I'm trying to be a private detective here. Does everybody have to know my beeswax?
Face it, Mom. You stick out like a sore thumb.
Well, I'm looking for something that may have either been left behind or lemoned to someone here in Sandwich from a very, very high-profile candidate.
Don't you mean client?
What?
You said high-profile candidate.
That's true. They are.
Are what?
High-profile.
But you said candidate.
Well, I wouldn't vote for them if that's what you mean.
Better let it go, guys. She has a tendency to come up with words that don't fit.
I hadn't noticed.
Ms. Ross, let me make a phone call. Then maybe we can get this episode on track.
That would be kindly depreciated.
This could be amusing.
Let it go. Just let it go.
Not sure I wanna.
Ah, Bonnie Newton. Just the young lady I was hoping to see this morning.
Good to see you too, Birch. I think I found what you were looking for.
It's about the right time frame. From the same movie. But the local theater has been closed for a few years now.
That's true, but the estate of Lenny Rankin, who owns the Caprice Theater, announced this morning that they're giving the theater to the original Stafford Museum so that Mr. Stafford's books can be adapted into stage plays and presented to the community.
Just this morning?
Yes. Why?
Hey, Russ.
Yes, Birch?
Your mom arrived yesterday. Right?
Yeah, why?
I find it curious that the thing she's looking for may be in a theater that is suddenly given to the Reginald Stafford Museum. Is it possible she told someone what she's looking for?
I wonder if she left her email open at the motel.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you didn't see Ms. Reynolds in here yesterday, Sam?
Well, maybe.
Did she use the computer?
She might have. Why are you grilling me? Do I look like fresh ground chuck?
I've considered your question. There's no good answer.
Would anyone else have access to the computer?
Sure, other guests. Which, there were none. Oh, and my wife Lizzie, but I don't think...
Sam, I did see the computer. And I did notice she left her email open. I just thought the Rankin should know.
Lizzie, you broke the client hotel manager rule of confidentiality.
Well, sure, I regret it now. But what could I do? I mean, they've brought so many guests to our motel over the years. I thought they should know.
So what happened?
Well, this morning, they up and gave the theater to some authoritative museum.
She means author. The Reginald Stafford Museum.
Look, I can speakify for myself, Rusty.
It seems they made the decision pretty fast.
Well, looks like your next stop will be to visit with the Rankins. Look, I'm real sorry. That's not the way we do business. Usually.
Right.
I just wanted to thank you for helping Birch and Ozzy with their latest case.
Thanks. I just wish the newspaper would let me do something more than classifieds.
And I'd love to do more than watch the counter. Maybe both of us will get our wish one day.
Maybe. Ooh, what's that?
Oh, that's one of the pop bottles Tweezer found in the cellar when he was cleaning it out for Birch.
How much is it?
Let's see. No price tag. How about $5?
Sure. I think I want to use it for a retro vase, you know, like for flowers.
Oh, that should work well for you, Miss Newton.
Call me Bonnie.
Oh, what's your phone number?
No, I meant you could call me Bonnie instead of Miss Newton.
Oh, sure, right. I knew that. Of course you weren't asking me to call you. Who would do that? Yeah, Bonnie, right. Stupid.
What's wrong with you, Russ? You look like your hummingbird with four beaks.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. But after hanging out with your mom, it just felt right. You're pretty defensive. I'd say we missed something good.
Don't worry. We can always go back and listen to the drama later to hear what we missed.
Or we could read the drama summary. Sometimes they give hints.
Oh, look. I have Misfits audio all queued up on the interwebbery. Let's get caught up.
You want to use it for a retro vase, you know, like for flowers.
Oh, that should work well for you, Miss Newton.
Call me Bonnie.
Oh, what's your phone number?
That's good.
I meant you could call me Bonnie instead of Miss Newton.
Oh, sure.
Russ and
right,
Bonnie sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Yeah, Bonnie, right. Stupid. Okay, that's enough. Just stop it.
That wasn't awkward, was it?
Did you find out what happened?
It was a mistake, but yes, the information was leaked to the theater owners.
Oh, okay. Do I get to write the story this time?
No promises.
Hey, are you buying that bottle?
Oh, yes. Russ said it was $5.
Well, if that's what he said, $5 it is. I would have charged $2.
See you tomorrow.
You will?
Someone's love struck.
Can't you leave me alone, Pat?
I could, but what fun would that be? I'm certain it's wrong on so many levels, but gaining amusement at the expense of your embarrassment adds some happiness to my day. Would you deny an old man the pleasure of a good chuckle?
Yes, I would.
But it ain't gonna happen today, mister.
Ozzy, we need to get Wilma off the street. She's got that strange wig and dark sunglasses, and she's accusing people of crimes they've never heard of.
I think it's because they aren't sure what she means. Wait, here she comes.
Keep your nose clean. and stay away from the wacky widow.
Is she talking about herself?
Well, I guess it would be fair warning.
Hey, Ozzy, any news about the artichoke?
You mean the artifact?
Shh, I'm speaking in code. Most of the time. Some of the time. Octagonally.
Birch is speaking with Maybelle Lawrence at the museum right now to see if he can get permission to investigate the theater.
Then what are we watching for? Let's go!
She means waiting.
Oh, so what are you, a mind reader? Why are we talking in whispers?
Not sure.
Well, we're meeting Birch at Falafel Park for lunch.
Let me guess. Sandwiches?
Smart woman.
I remember playing in the sandbox as a kid.
Me too. Except for me, the sandbox was anywhere I was. There's not many parks back then.
Hey, what are you making there, lad?
Making a strip mall with an adjacent ATM.
Whoa. I thought you were like 4 years old.
I get that a lot. I'm actually 5.
What's that one building in the middle?
A pawn shop.
But we already have a pawn shop and sandwich. What's your name?
Thomas and Edward Ridley.
And you're only 5.
I am so misunderstood. None of the other kindergartners want to play with me. You should probably go now. I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Yeah, good point.
We sand shower.
Okay, as difficult as it will be to put that out of my mind, I gotta know what you found, Birch.
Well, Maybelle told me that the Rankin estate approached the Stafford Museum about passing on the theater. One emergency board meeting last night, and it was a done deal.
I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Watch me rampage. Roar.
What we don't know is why they wanted to get rid of the theater so fast.
The timing of Mom's arrival and the offering of the theater to the museum seem more than a coincidence.
Well, the good news is Maybelle gave me the keys to the theater and told me we could check things out.
When can we go?
Let me finish my Reuben sandwich and we'll head across the street.
I'm the captain of my own sand yacht. Time to jib the sails and trim my nails. Yes, I can make that sound.
On second thought, let's go ahead and go. Now.
Sand ducks. Quack, quack.
Good idea.
Quack, quack.
Man, it's been a long time since I was in here. You know, I took my wife here for our first date.
Me too.
You took Officer Benson's wife to the theater?
No, I meant I took my wife to the theater.
Right. I wonder if the popcorn left in the machine is any good.
Birch, this place has been closed down for years.
So, what are you saying?
Probably not.
Thanks for letting me come, Birch.
You're welcome, Bonnie. Maybe you'll find something. Or maybe you'll just see me break this case wide open. I'm actually shooting for the last option.
So, where do we stir?
Start?
Starch, yeah.
Are we restricted to where we can go?
Nope. Maybelle told us we can look anywhere in the building.
You better let me check it out.
Probably just rats or other such vermicelli.
Never mind.
He's kinda high-strung, don't you think, Russ?
I hate creepy places.
Bring a flashlight!
Shine a light, Ozzy.
You got it.
So who is it?
Pat Newman?
The guy stumbles over an old light and suddenly is a criminal. I'm going to need a trip to the chiropractor. Is that covered under workers' comp?
Why does he need choir practice?
Ma!
What were you doing back here?
I worked here as a kid, when it first opened. I remember a small service elevator that let us store stuff in the basement. Shine your lights over there.
It looks like someone bricked over the entrance.
Then someone tore their bricks off.
Looks like we may have found our next clue. Going down?
Would you look at all the movie posters?
Oh, look, Rusty. It's a Ghost Pirates of Sheboygan poster. Your brother Ross would love this.
He already has one. He tried selling it to us.
It's a great movie. I think you can still buy it on VHS and Betamax.
What about Laserdisc?
That's crispy talk. It wasn't that big a movie.
Wilma, I'm going to need you to be real specific about the item you came here to find.
I don't know exactly what it's called, but I'll know it when I sneeze it.
How? Looking for signs in a facial tissue?
No. I've got a picture of it here in my persimmon. Let me get it.
Okay, so it looks like a prop.
That's right. It was used in a movie called Trauma in Ward 5. Part 2, the sequin.
Oh, and that's the one that was set in the future, and all the patients were turned into Bobzillions after eating tainted soup made from insects and assorted pumpkins.
That's right, Russ. You remembered.
Well, I never heard about it.
So what was the prop supposed to be?
That would have been the device they used to turn the Bobzillions back into humans and save them from the mass infection in Ward 5.
So, there was more than one film?
Yes. Look, Mom, here are the reels for the movie.
Tribbles in Ward 5, Part 2, the sequin.
Close enough.
I wonder if the projector still works.
Okay, maybe we can have a private showing later, but we've got a mystery to solve, and it doesn't look like the answers are in this room.
Although there are some very valuable pieces the Stafford Museum could sell to raise money for the restoration.
So what now, Birch?
Hey, Pat, is there any other way out of this room?
No, just the service elevator.
I think it's time to head backstage.
Looks like whomever came through here busted the lock.
They're dragging something, too. Look at the trail of dust.
Are there any footprints?
I bet there is some in the dust on a stage.
And if I don't miss my guess, there's one in the mud by the storm drain.
Sure enough.
Don't look now, but I think I know where the artifact went.
Where?
You see that metal crate that leads to the basement window of the Fluffernutter Flower Emporium?
Hmm, it's askew.
Huh, nice word.
Thanks.
Well, let's take a look.
More of the footprints here.
Would you just look at that?
The prop you were looking for?
It looks just like my pitchfork.
She means picture.
So it does, or at least did. It's broken now.
Sad, really. But not a significant loss. After all, we are talking about Trauma in Ward 5, Part 2, the sequel.
Hello, boss. What are you doing here?
Boss?
Yes. This is the man that hurled me to do the job.
I did not hurl you, ma'am.
She means hired.
The name is Stewart. Stewart Spielbergermeister.
Never heard of you.
Can't say as I have either.
Don't you produce some of Hollywood's least known B-movies?
I see my reputation precedes me.
And that's a good thing?
Okay, so you hired Miss Reynolds to find this Hollywood prop, but you didn't really care that it's broken?
Well, actually, it was what is inside that mattered most. If that's still there, then all is well. Here, hand it to me.
Mr. Spielbergermeister, you will have to step aside and let Officer Benson take custody of the parts and pieces of the artifact.
But it's mine. Mine, I tell you.
Pretty good effects, Mr. Spielbergermeister.
Thank you.
Actually, I think it's just a storm.
One takes compliments where one finds them.
Quick, hand it up, Birch, and I'll give it to Officer Benson.
Thanks, Ozzy.
But what about my money?
Not until I get what I paid for.
Seriously, can we do this later? I'm getting all wet down here.
So, why are you here?
Look, I already told you, officer. I came to Sandwich to see how Miss Reynolds was doing on recovering the artifact.
That's a mighty long trip just to check up on an employee.
I was in the neighborhood. They are filming a new movie just down the road. It's a documentary.
A documentary?
Yes. It's all about the recovery of missing items from Hollywood's history.
So there are other artifacts?
Yes. Miss Reynolds was not our first choice, but all the good investigators were already searching for other items throughout the United States.
So, why did you hire Miss Reynolds?
Well, she told me about her sons, Ross and Ross, and how they each had worked for Birch and Ozzy. I checked on them and discovered they were very good at tackling mysteries.
That's true.
So I figured, why not? Once they heard what she was looking for, they would help.
So, what were you looking for in the artifact?
Do you remember Red Scarlet?
Only one of the most famous stars of the golden era of movies?
Well, my research indicated that film from a movie he was working on had been stolen and was never recovered.
So the reels we found in the artifact are the missing film?
I sure hope so, Officer Benson. I have worked for more than 10 years researching lost items from Hollywood's past. There could be a real find here.
So who broke in, took the artifact in the first place, and how would they know where to look?
I think I know the answer to that question, Officer Benson.
Okay, who...
Come with me and bring your Hollywood compatriot.
Miss Reynolds, are you checking out?
Oh, I don't know. I might stay on a little longer.
You mean longer?
Well, no longer than I need to.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I could help noticing your shoes.
Yeah, they're kind of my favorites.
Interesting thread.
You mean tread?
No, thank you. I like bagels myself.
I didn't say bread. What I said was
I'll take it from here, Ms. Reynolds.
I wish you would. This man is getting on my nerves. Oh, and there's something percolating about his shoes.
Maybe he needs some of those odor-controlling pads. Your shoes play shoe at the Caprice Theater, and I bet your fingerprints match those on the artifact found by the Fluffernutter Flower Emporium.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about greed, corruption, custom shoes, and absconderie.
That's not a real word.
It means theft.
Well, then say theft and quit baking stuff up.
You told me that many guests of the theater stayed here at the motel.
Yeah, it was the only theater for miles. Our rooms are always filled on the weekends.
Well, that hasn't happened in a long time, has it?
Well, no, but...
In fact, times have been pretty tough for you here at the motel.
Couldn't even afford proper Wi-Fi fofum.
Exactly, which is why you, not your wife, took advantage of seeing what Ms. Reynolds was sending to her client, Mr. Spielmeisterberger.
And letting your wife take the blame. For shame.
I may never forgive you.
Oh, honey, I was just trying to pay the bills.
This didn't turn out like I thought.
Can I ask why you attempted to steal the artifact?
I called the Rankin family. I told them what I saw in the email. They had already agreed to give the theater and its contents to the Stafford Museum. They didn't know about the potential of a rare artifact in the theater.
So you thought that if you could get the artifact before the Stafford Museum took ownership, you could get some of the money for yourself.
We really could use it right now.
But you're not a thief, Sam.
So it would seem.
Although I think it would have taken more time to figure this case out if you hadn't broken down the wall that led to the basement.
It wasn't easy. Turns out the Rankins never were interested in the artifact. They weren't even interested in the money.
And they urged Sam to turn himself in.
Sounds like it would have been a good idea.
Well, the museum will be compensated well for the artifact should they decide to sell it, and if not, perhaps they would consider a working partnership in the development and distribution of the missing film of the legendary Red Scarlet.
How can you be certain it's the actual film?
Educated guess. And it does help move the story along, don't you think?
Sam, you're going to need to come with me.
Oh, Sam.
The good news is cooperation always helps.
This is truly remarkable. First we find the lost manuscript of Reginald Stafford, then we're given the old Caprice Theater, then we learn we're the owners of a lost film from the 40s. It all seems a little surreal, I guess.
At least no one died.
That's true. No one ever seems to die unnaturally here in Sandwich.
Excuse me, lady. Do you have a bathroom?
Up the stairs and on your left.
For a 5-year-old, that boy frightens me.
Puberty is coming sooner and sooner each year.
You are coming to the invitation-only screening of Rhett Scarlett's movie this afternoon?
Wouldn't miss it. Well, I know there are plenty of people who want to talk to you, Maybell. Thanks again.
And thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Well, that was worth the wait.
And you finally got your story.
Yes, and I'm no longer in charge of the classified at the Sandwich Sentinel.
I'm so proud of you, Bonnie.
Thanks, Russ.
I'm glad we found what Mr. Spicy Burger wanted, but I don't think I'm cut out for this line of work. I'm more retail-orientated. Well, thanks for all your help. I'll miss you, my little adorable Rusty Reynolds.
Aw, Ma.
Come here, give me a kiss.
Ma, not in front of Bonnie.
Aw, Rusty has a girlfriend.
What?
Gotta run. See you later, Apple Taters.
I'm gonna miss that one.
Hello, Officer Benson.
Hello, Russ. Is Ozzy and Birch around?
No, not right now. They're bidding on some storage units for the shop.
Well, I wanted to hand this to them personally, but... Well, go ahead and give this to them, and I'll check back later.
Looks official.
It is, and it's pretty important. It's from the police chief. Well, I gotta run. Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, thanks.
The mysterious envelope will have to wait until another episode. Today, Birch, Ozzy, and the rest of the cast can rest in knowing that good was done. Sam was placed on a diversion program and spends his days helping to rehabilitate the old Caprice Theater. His skills as a motel owner give him plenty of ways to help in the ongoing work. Stuart Spielbergermeister is still working on his documentary, but has given no indication he will retain the services of Wilma Reynolds now or in the future. And Russ? Well, perhaps he will one day work up the nerve to ask Bonnie on a date. Until then, expect ongoing nervousness and odd giggling. You've been listening to PawnQuest, The Hunt for a Missing Hollywood Artichoke. We'd like to thank our regular cast, Russell Gold as Ozzie Green, Glenn Haskell as Pat Newman, Tom Chalker as Birch Wilson, James Lorenz as Russ Reynolds, Captain John Tatterzak as Officer Benson, as well as special guest Ryan Haskell as Tom, Elise Krawick as Maybelle Lawrence, Tanya Milojevic as Bonnie Newton, Katie Daynard as Wilma, Billy Flynn as Sam, Trisha Groves as Lizzie, Jim Patton as Stuart, Natalie Stanfield Thomas as narrator. PawnQuest, The Hunt for a Missing Hollywood Artichoke, was written by Glenn Haskell and produced by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer, Captain John Tatterzak. Music for this story was composed and performed by Phil Carney. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Webmaster, Captain John Tatterzak. Art director, Thomas Rippert. This episode was inspired by the daydreams we all either have or once had that suggested there was a treasure in every empty building and hope in any single gamble. The truth is, stories like this rest in the least likely and the abnormal. PawnQuest, The Hunt for a Missing Hollywood Artichoke, is dedicated to the memory of movie critic Roger Ebert and a host of Hollywood actors we will never forget. This production is for enjoyment purposes only and does not intentionally reflect any specific characters, living or dead. I'm your narrator, Natalie Stanfield Thomas. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved.
Not a chance. I tell you what, you give my brother a job to keep him out of trouble, and I'll give you all my pearl-shaped dandruff.
Yeah, decent consolation prize, I guess.
And even though the sheriff spent minutes looking for the pioneers, they were never seen again.
I don't see them.
That's because we're invisible.
Oh, hush. It's bad enough you gave away my fish bucket. Now we gotta go around invisible.
I don't really mind it. You're kind of scary, Ma.
Oh, if only I could see you, I'd give you such a look.
Yeah, I think I can see why it got lost.
I don't know. I thought the Old West theme worked.
Maybe we can still watch Trauma in Ward 5, Part 2, The Sequin.
Maybe some other time.
Yeah, the popcorn was good.
A little pricey.
For crying out loud, it's a theater.